Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Combine People Magazine's expert investigative reporting and the unparalleled storytelling of investigation discovery, and you've got America's most watched true crime network. You've got the hit series People Magazine Investigates, a brand new season, Mondays 10 Eastern, 9 Central, only on Investigation Discovery. Compelling stories of ordinary people thrust into the spotlight following notorious crimes through the lens of people's trusted journalists. Stories come to life with archival footage, dramatic revelations. We'll see emotional interviews of those closest to the case. Now, featured on People Magazine Investigates is Elaine Aradias, staff writer at People Magazine, where she covers crime and breaking news. Elaine has traveled across the country reporting on some of the biggest stories, the Dark Knight shooting in Aurora, Colorado, the escape of three Cleveland girls who were held captive for more than a decade. She frequently writes about missing children, sexual assault survivors, and cold cases. You've seen Elaine on Good Morning America, Dateline, Today Show, Crime and Justice with Ashley Banfield and others. Published in the New York Times and LA Times, she's worked at the Orlando Sentinel and San Antonio Express News, a BA in Art from the University of Texas at Austin, and a master's degree from Columbia University's Graduate School of Journalism. People Magazine investigates an all-new season on Investigation Discovery, Mondays 10 Eastern, 9 Central, and People's Elaine Aradias with us on This Week in America. Elaine, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Looking forward to a new season, off to a great start so far. And I read an interview with Jess Cagle, the narrator, People editor-in-chief, and he says, this season of People Magazine Investigates is the best yet. As I mentioned, a very strong start to the season. What all are we going to see during the course of the season? And do you feel that this really, I mean, so far it looks like it could be the best season yet. You've got, I believe, 15 episodes this season. What all are we going to see?
I know. People love a crime story. You know, we have an upcoming episode about a girl who was found raped and murdered. And, you know, lots of twists and turns. And I think, you know, that's something that you connect with, right? Whether
yes.
You went to college, because, you know, she was a college student. We have a guy who went fishing and his wife was worried because he never returned home. And the police thought that, okay, he drowned and he was eaten by alligators. This happened in Florida, which this can happen. But the man's mother was not convinced of that theory. So we have that, but then we even dive into the Manson case, you know, about did he have more victims, you know, in the summer of 69. And I think that's the thing with this season, we are sort of touching on things that feel familiar, things that you know, but then also just little stories that you wish you had read about before.
Talk about the format of the series, the presentation, because literally for that hour, we feel like we're there. We're sort of immersed in this whole crime investigation along with you.
Right. I mean, I think, you know, one of the main things is that because they interview the reporter that did the reporting, right?
Yes.
And when you work on a story, you get invested. You are meeting these people who are in pain, and they're reliving the most painful moment of their life. And I think, so as a reporter, you're really invested in their stories. You want to make sure that everyone connects with them the way that you have. So, you know, so that is, I think, what makes it very compelling, because you have, you know, the victim's family members talking to you, and clearly you can see how difficult it is. Then you have the reporter who's telling you, help guiding you, and, you know, telling you some tidbits that didn't quite make the story, or, you know, something behind the scenes. And, you know, and then, I mean, it's just like a team effort. You know, and the police want to, you know, showcase what they were able to do in sort of solving this crime, this mystery that you've given over, you know, an hour of your evening. But it's so compelling, and you're ready to get back the following week.
Yes, you can't wait for the next week to pass so that you can get to the new episode. We're talking about the all-new season of the hit series People Magazine Investigates, only on Investigation Discovery. Monday nights, 10 Eastern, 9 Central. Among those featured, Elaine Aradias, staff writer at People Magazine. I mentioned in the beginning this combination. This almost seems like the ideal match. We've got People Magazine and this true award-winning true crime team that you have there, and Investigation Discovery and this amazing platform they have. This really is the perfect network for this program, isn't it?
It really is, and they're so... They, you know, when we're talking about the upcoming season, you know, and we're saying, you know what, we have this story. What do you think? And they're more visual, right?
Yes.
With the ID, they can see how this story will play out. But, you know, a story is a story. It's so amazing to pitch your story and you're telling them and you're, you know, it's almost like campfire, right? Campfire storytelling. And you're just like, okay. And then this happened. And then, you know, and everyone's leaning in. And so the combination of the reporter and editor side where, you know, crime, we have covered some of the biggest headlines, you know, in our history. And so we know how to tell a story. And then to work with Discovery, they're just amazing in sort of putting these episodes together. And even the ones that I've worked on where I'm like, oh, what's going to happen next? You know, that's just how good they are.
You know, that's interesting because as you're watching, there are always shocking twists, surprising facts, and you're thinking, wow, I didn't see that coming. Is that sort of the same way for you and reporters as you're putting this together? Do you feel those same emotions that, wow, this piece fits together now and I didn't think it was going to?
I can't say it happens on every story, but I'm working on a story now. I'm out of Austin, Texas, that I've been investigating. And, you know, and I'm talking to different people and, you know, and it's a murder for hire story. And it's sort of, you know, it plays out like you think it's going to. Well, because I can't quite talk about it completely. I talked to a family member, and when I got off the phone, I was, like, my eyes were as wide as saucers. You know, and it's funny
yes.
because you're sitting there on the phone talking to them, and you're like, okay. You know, just letting them talk, letting them tell you everything. And then you hang up, and you're like, I did not see that coming. And it happens, you know? So I think that helps, you know, with these stories. I mean, I think, you know, because we do go through lots of stories, and you're like, well, I don't think there's enough twists and turns. But, yeah, you know it when it happens. You're like, okay. That one. We're gonna put a flag on that and we'll come
yes.
back to it.
Well, let's talk about story selection because you can pick up the paper literally every day and find probably a dozen or so compelling stories that, okay, I bet there's more there. This would make a good story. How do you go about when you go in and the pitch the story? What are some of the elements you're looking for in a story that you think will play well on People Magazine Investigates?
Well, me personally, I look for stories, you know, it's almost like the seven deadly sins. Any of those sort of everyone can relate to. Those are themes that everyone can relate to. So, you know, greed, lust, all of those things, if that's in your story and it has a twist and turn, you can guarantee that people are going to be interested, you know? So
yes.
Universal themes, you know, there's a reason why they, you know, those stories are told over and over again, because everyone can relate.
When they say, yes, let's go ahead and do this, I assume that's when the real work begins. What happens at that point? Because you've got sort of the shell of a story, now you have to go out, fill it in, make it compelling for a 60-minute television presentation on People Magazine Investigates. Talk about the field work involved in the research and actually putting the story together that we watch Monday nights at 10 o'clock.
I mean, I think everything starts with the crime, right?
Yes.
So you really have to go back to that moment, get the police report, get all the documents that you can, and lay it out. You know, it's almost like you kind of have a little bit of a war room, so to speak. You're pulling out all of the players involved, and then it's almost like they're the center of the wheel, right? And you start contacting all of their family members and friends, you know, and you just start interviewing everybody. And sometimes, you know, you do an interview and it's 5 minutes long and you're like, okay, that wasn't really anything. And then sometimes they're an hour long interview, or when you're really lucky, the person invites you over and you say, yes, so we're going to go have coffee and you're going to tell me everything and you're going to show me photos and you're going to give me all the backstory. And so, you know, and like, you're just compiling everything. And then, you know, you're sort of sitting with your editors saying, okay, we've got, you know, this exclusive interview. She's never told anyone this. And sometimes these are stories that are 10 years old, right? But you found the person that maybe they weren't ready to talk as soon as it happened, but time has now passed, and they want to share their story for whatever reason. And or, you know, maybe they had watched all of the media at that time sort of tell a story that they're like, you know, if the public knew this, then maybe they would think differently, you know?
Yes.
So people come out and share their stories for different reasons. And so, you know, once you have, you know, a mountain of information, then to me, that's actually the fun part. Then the hard part is sort of sifting through all of it and finding that one quote or the one sound bite that, you know, tells the whole story.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And
I'm sure there are times when you've got like this great 6-hour episode that you've got to get down to like 1 hour. That's got to be difficult to go back and to cut everything down when you've got so much, in many cases, great material to work with.
And I think that's the beauty of Discovery. They know how to do that. And every reporter, you know, thinks their story should be, you know, a novel.
Yes.
But, you know, thankful editors, they're like, well, we can, you know, take this out. And, you know, People Magazine, you know, we have, you know, we tell our stories in 2 pages, 4 pages, but that's also the beauty. Every word counts. If you read our articles, they're just packed with information. There's no empty words. And I think that's what happens on TV also. It's every soundbite, every quote from these people, you're getting the full story. And that's why you feel so satisfied at the end.
We've got a minute or so left in the program. Let's talk about your involvement with People Magazine. By the way, still the most popular magazine in the world, I think, been around since 1974. So many platforms besides People Magazine investigate so many. I mean, every day you're reporting on various social platforms about crimes across the country. As a crime reporter, what is this like for you that you have so many outlets that you can tell these stories?
Well, I mean, you know, it's funny, especially, you know, coming from, you know, becoming a journalism student, you know, going to journalism school, I don't even think they were prepared for all of the platforms. And now, you know, I mean, I have a Twitter account, and so if I'm, like, at the scene of a crime, which I have been, unfortunately, you know, in the sense of I go out to, when there's a shooting, I've flown out across the country and, you know, I've been at the scene hours later. And I can tweet out what is happening in real time, or I spoke to this person and, you know, I'm getting this information that I need to get out immediately, like maybe from a press conference. But then I've met someone who was a witness and I sit down with her and she shares her story with me. And on my phone, I can write up a story. I send to my editor. My editor posts it at people.com. I retweet it out. Then I take photos and I put it on my Instagram or my Facebook, you know, all the different social media platforms. And then a year later, they're putting it on, you know, one of,
yes,
you know, an episode of People Magazine Investigates. I mean, What you can do with one story is unbelievable now, but your brain is also sort of always working on, you know, the goal is to get information out to people, meaning readers, and so all of this that's available to me is great. You know, as a journalist, that's, I want to tell you a story, and I want you to have the most information.
Well, and you do that. And you do that mm-hmm. so well. And if you go to People Magazine, you can find out all the various social platforms available. The specific one we're talking about is the all-new season, third season of the hit series People Magazine Investigates, only on Investigation Discovery, Mondays 10 Eastern, 9 Central. Elaine Aradia, staff writer at People Magazine, with us on the program today. Elaine, looking forward to the continuation of season 3. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.